from the Farm City Supply Studio, the Double D's in the Morning on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Good morning and welcome back to this Thursday, April 5th edition of the Double D's. I'm Dablo here. That's Dickerman over there.
And you know what? We're going to talk about reprogramming your mind this morning. And this is contrary to popular belief. Our thoughts, as opposed to excess calories, make us fat. The real secret to shedding those dreaded extra pounds? Think thin. That's according to Dr. Irina Coles, former physician. She's helped hundreds of people around the world achieve desired results. And she's going to talk about how you can get those results this morning. Dr. Coles, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, JB, for having me today. I'm really honored to be on your program.
Well, it's great to talk with you, and this is really kind of a different spin. You know, we've had a lot of people on the show before talking about, you know, different diets, all the different kinds of ways to lose weight, and you take it all the way to the mind. You say it starts, it's all in your head, right?
Absolutely. No diet will work if you don't have appropriate attitude.
So it's in your attitude. So explain that to me. What do you mean when you say proper attitude? What kind of attitude should you have going in here?
Very important to start from soul searching. First, it is very helpful to ask yourself, why do you want to lose weight? What it will bring you? Are you going to please other people? What are your goals? And when you answer these questions, you'll find answers, and then it will be much easier to go through the diet.
Now, you also say that, calorie counting is a myth. You know, that's something we hear so much about now, especially, you know, with all the different diets out there. We talk about, you know, cutting the calories. There's all the carb diets and not, you know, cutting the carbs and everything. You say all this is a myth. Really? We don't have to pay attention to these numbers?
It depends on what kind of food you consume. But calories, they can come from wrong food. Just amount of calories, it doesn't say anything. It can come from fruit or from celery stick or from donut. And this is the point. It is not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the food. And this is a good thing, because this way you are not going to deny food, but you choose. You have your choice. You just need to think about calories differently.
Dr. Coles, you mentioned five major steps in reprogramming and working your way towards being thin. And let's break these down. If you would talk about each one. First is awareness and recognition. What does this entail?
Yeah, this is very, very important. I'll tell you what. For example, what are our usual associations with the word diet? They're pretty negative usually. When you think about diet, what first comes to your mind? Usually it is denying, right? Starving, mm-hmm. And it's depressing. It's emotional stress. It's physical stress, and it's difficult. And they also have a fear to fail. So let's think for a minute. You start from this point in mind. What kind of results can you achieve? You can't. That's why first step is awareness about your attitude. What kind of thoughts do you have in your mind? If they're negative, it's very good to be aware of them and catch yourself. And then the next step is admitting. Admitting is very similar to awareness, and it plays a bigger role in reprogramming your mind, but starts here, from teeny-meeny these negative thoughts. When you think about diet, that, I'm too starving, and it is so difficult, that I'll get depressed. It is not taking you anyway. When you admit this, you are ready to take actions. Then you are going to next step, cancellation. You cancel your negative thinking. For example, if you think, I'll feel better if I have this hot chocolate in a rainy day and indulge myself. Then you say, cancel, cancel. I will not feel better. I will feel worse because I'll feel lack of willpower. I'll feel guilty. Then we are going to the next step. After cancellation, you still want this hot chocolate, right? It is still on your table. It's not enough to cancel. You need to replace it in your mind. And here, replacement step comes into the scene. So, after cancellation, you think, I'd better. And these are magic words. I'd better. I'd better bake and choose something that you really like. I'd better bake apples with cinnamon and walnuts and 100% fruit orange marmalade and red wine. And then you picture it in your mind and you smell it and you feel it and you live it. Do you still want your cranberry cake?
You see, this is great because this is exactly, I've heard this before, and what really it comes down to is taking your thoughts captive, being aware of, having awareness of what's going on in your mind, and not just mindlessly drifting in and out, which I think so many of us do, just mindlessly doing these things without even thinking about it. This is taking captive of your thoughts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it starts here. When we start from negative thinking, we end there. That's it. We are not going anywhere. The diet is almost a history, already a history. It's over when it starts from negative thoughts. One of my patients, Aura from Tel Aviv, she always was overweight. And she was suffering as kids were laughing at her, and she hated her outlook, and she failed one diet after another. When she came to me, her cholesterol level was high, her blood sugar was high, blood pressure was high. Now, her obesity, it wasn't just an aesthetic issue, but it became dangerous to her health. Well, when we discussed all her eating habits, she recognized that she was focusing on wrong things. She was thinking about being as other girls or please other people. As soon as she started to focus on different values, on health, on being healthier and living longer, everything changed. Everything. She stopped please other people. She loved herself and treated her body well with healthy food. And the results were amazing. She lost 54 pounds. And she, as a result, she got rid of all her emotional problems. They're gone. Because she started to love herself even more and changed all her clothes and style. And she just looked great and was so energetic and started to make friends. And it helped her. Then those friends, they helped her to find decent job, and she met the right guy at this job. Look, she changed her thoughts. I'm saying he because in Hebrew, she is he. I'm sorry about that. English, my third language, so forgive me my mistakes. And she changed her life. When just simple switch in her mind changed all her world.
We're talking about weight loss here this morning, and we've had a lot of different people on this show, as you know, over the several months talking about the different types of diets, different ways to do it. Contrary to what people may believe, our thoughts are making us fat. The real secret to shedding those extra pounds, think thin. Dr. Irina Coles is with us, a former physician and author of Taste of Thoughts, Improve Your Health and Whole Life. Dr. Irina, thank you again for being on our show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, we've been talking about the steps of reprogramming the mind, and one of them is focusing on values versus results. Explain that, please.
Yeah, this is what I mean by this. This is when you focus on your health. It works much better than you focus on please other people or being more attractive or something like this. It plays very, very serious role. When you think about just dieting, you mostly think negative thoughts because you think about deprivation and denying, and you are not going too far with this. However, such values as your health and your life and happier life and healthier life, it changes your thoughts. You start think differently. You start put more important things in front of you, and you have this goal in mind, and you go into this much easier.
Dr. Coles, once a person makes up their mind and they're going to do this and they set goals, how important is clarity and realistic thinking in this process?
Oh, the goal setting is critical. It is critical. Most people don't have a goal. And how can you set up your final destination if you don't know where you're going? So the goal should be very clear. Just you need to know exactly what do you want your weight to be, very specific and measurable. It should be challenging, but realistic and achievable. And it should be stated in the present tense rather than future. I invite you to visit my website, www.weightdestiny.com. And as you log on into weightdestiny.com, the beautiful woman will pop up on the screen, and she will come with a special offer, free 5-day mini email course. Top 10 tips to achieve your goal of reducing weight. Please don't miss the opportunity to discover these top 10 tips if reducing weight is your near future goal. Free tips will come to your mailbox every 3 days. So you have some time to absorb the information and implement this. This free email course helps a lot to set initial goal and to succeed.
And again, that website, weightdestiny.com. You can go there and find out more. Dr. Coles, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Really appreciate it. Dr. Irina Coles, professional weight loss and life coach, the author of the book, Taste of Thoughts, Improve Your Health and Whole Life. And again, that website, weightdestiny.com. It's all in your head.
It's fascinating stuff, and you know, she raises so many good points. Yeah, it starts with a positive outlook going into it.
And you have to have, you know, and she, great point there at the end about the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a destination.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just wandering aimlessly. I mean, mm-hmm. You have to have a point of where you're going to get to. You know, another thing she says in here, too, that we didn't really have time to get into, but she made a statement on willpower, you know, and people will say that all the time when you're trying to lose weight or do anything, quit smoking, anything you're trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, you just don't have any willpower. I've got a lot. Be like me. She says, willpower is not enough. The truth is almost impossible changing your habits using only willpower. You have to manage your thoughts and reprogram your mind to make it work. And if anyone has ever had an addiction, or you know, a vice that they've gotten rid of, you know that's the truth. You have to reprogram your mind. It's not just enough to quit. You have to reprogram your mind so you don't want to go back.